The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
All right, some great book recommendations there gathered by our own reporter, Thomas Copeland. Theresa Mannion, senior journalist with RTE News. Have you got a summer book recommendation you'd like to add to the list?
It mightn't be classic summer reading, but I'm in the middle of Shuggy Bane at the minute by the Scottish author Ian Stewart.
Great,
you read it?
Great, great book, isn't it?
It's very harrowing and
heavy for a summer recommendation.
But you know what, it's a page turner as well. It's really compelling, and I heard him on a podcast, and he sounds like a lovely gentle soul, and he lives in New York now, and he's gone off to become a fashion designer, but then this first book just takes off, and it's a phenomenal success. So I think he's a writer now.
I'm sure he is. I read it I think about a year ago in our book club, the Lou Readers. Anyway, thumbs up all around it got. So it's a great book and a worthy addition to the list there, along with what everybody else was talking about. You know, we're coming to you, we should say, live from the roof of News Talk Towers for the Hard Shoulder Summer Special today, celebrating the good weather while we have it here in Ireland. It's funny, Theresa, as well, that you're here today, and I know you're here to talk about something else, we'll get to that in a moment, but you're kind of synonymous with the Irish weather, not necessarily this end of the spectrum, though.
How did I know you were going to do this to me? No, this is not my kind of weather, is it? It's, what an incredible day, what an incredible week. I was wandering around Dublin last night. I felt like I was in a foreign city because of the humidity. It just didn't feel like Irish weather. And this setup you have here on the rooftop is fabulous.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. It's great. When you say wandering around Dublin like a foreign city, people probably think it is like that. You're a Westerner, they think. You're a Dub.
I'm actually a North Side Dub, yeah. They probably do think I'm born and bred in the west of Ireland, although I do have roots in the West, you know, and I feel like I'm practically a Galwegian at this stage, but I'm up and down to Dublin all of the time. I'm from a very large family, and there's always occasions, and my mum is here in a nursing home in Dublin, so I'm regularly on the road to Dublin, you know, which it's very easy now anyway, the motorway between the two cities, it's 2 hours, you know.
Yeah, and you're right, like, it's great to be here on the roof today and everything, but I'm struck as well, there's nowhere better in the world to be than the west of Ireland in weather like this, is there?
Oh, you'd want to see Salt Hill now at the moment. No, it is just heaving, it really, really is, and it's nowhere nicer, you're right, and even the Atlantic Ocean is quite warm because of this consistently hot, good hot weather, you know. And once you immerse yourself quickly, before you know it, it's like a bath.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was in the Atlantic Ocean the week before last, and it was absolutely beautiful. We were down in Kerry. I've been in the river twice since, the Nore and the Barrow, all of it absolutely beautiful to swim in. And there's so many lifeguards at different spots in all the rivers now. It's something they've done well. So it's a great place to go. Listen, the reason you are with us, though, is because you're taking part in this awareness campaign around shingles. Explain to us, first of all, maybe this is a silly question because a lot of people suffer from it or know people who do. Others maybe, though, are living in blissful ignorance. So what is it?
No, you're absolutely right. It's a good question. Shingles, you have to go back to chickenpox because it is the reactivation of the chickenpox virus, which, if you've had chickenpox, the virus stays latent in your body for life. Did you have chickenpox? Can you remember?
I don't remember, but I know I had it. We all had it at home.
Everyone in Ireland had chickenpox, didn't they? I mean, as I was saying to you, I'm from a large family, and I think all seven of us, I think, had it at the same time. It's like my folks decided, do you know what now? It's highly contagious.
If it's in the house, they let them get it.
Just get in and get it and get done and get over with it. And you do get over it because chickenpox is kind of, you know, it's a fever, it's a rash, it's mild enough and you get over it. But shingles is a very different story. It's, as I say, the reactivation of that virus. Nobody knows exactly why it's reactivated, but it's probably a number of factors like stress, illness, aging, and, you know, weaker immune systems. But shingles is more prevalent in the over 50s. And the GSK campaign is all about reaching that target audience and saying, look, if you're over 50 and you had chickenpox as a child, you have a 1 in 3 lifetime risk of getting shingles.
Okay, so an awful lot of people will contract it, then obviously it's at some point, given, like, as you say, how many have had chicken pox, how many Irish kids had chicken pox. How did it manifest for you, or how does it manifest? How do people notice the signs?
Well, there's four stages, and you don't always know because there are lots of, you can have tingling, numbing, rashes, or whatever, you know, and they can be caused by all sorts of different things. But I was 17, I was doing my Leaving Cert. I didn't think I was any more or less stressed than the average Leaving Cert student, but that's the year I got it. And it was only, you know, you're feeling a bit run down and you're tired and you're a bit headachy. But then the rash only comes out on one side of the body. And that's classic sign of shingles. And that's when I was diagnosed. So you can have it on your face, your shoulder, all over. But I just had it mainly on my shoulder and my back. So it's like an itching and a tingling. And then it goes to the blister stage, which is excruciatingly painful. Yeah. It's when the virus is live and fluid filled blisters. And that's just unbearable pain. And because it's nerve pain, it's like a burning heat that's radiating through your body. I know I'm describing now the stuff, but it is unbearable. There's no cure for it. You know, you just have to wait till the blisters turn into crusts and scabs, and that takes another 2 weeks. And all going well, as for me, as a 17-year-old, I got over it. My mother got shingles, and she was in her late 50s. She got a really bad dose of it, and she was this healthy mother at seven, cycled, didn't drink, didn't smoke.
Yeah.
She was like up at seven every morning. She actually was in bedridden for a couple of months. She was weak as a kitten. She just could not move, and the pain was excruciating. So you see, it is really important to get that message out there that it's the over 50s. If you get it, you're the most vulnerable. It's at its most severe, and it can be so debilitating that it may last months, or it might even go on for a couple of years. Some people say they can get, you know, recurring pain in their scalps or different parts of the body. It's really incapacitating. Signs and symptoms early, and you go to your GP or your pharmacist or your practice nurse, get the information early, you know, be informed. And there's also a very good shingles.ie website, which will give you all the lowdown there as well. But it is very important to get that message out there, you know, because this survey by GSK kind of showed that over half of the people knew it was horrible and serious.
Yeah.
But almost as many thought, but I wouldn't be getting it. I'm unlikely to get that in the coming year. And I think 38% didn't know it was linked to chickenpox. So there is still a bit of, you know, people need to be more acquainted and informed on just how serious it really is. And maybe you can then self-manage even if you get there early enough.
Well, if you are in that category of people who need more information, shingles.ie is the website that Teresa mentioned. Teresa, an absolute pleasure, and thanks a million for joining us. An important message as well, I think, to share, given the facts and figures. I mean, it's incredible. One in three people will have to deal with this at some point in their life. Teresa Mannion, a senior journalist at RTÉ News. Teresa, thank you very much for joining us here on the roof. Of course, if you're just joining us, if you can wonder why you can hear seagulls around Teresa Mannion, they haven't followed her into studio. There's some seagulls above us because we are on the roof of News Talk Towers for our summer special. And Tom Dunn is going to be along after the break, as he is every Monday. But it's not your usual appearance by Tom Dunn. It's not just the week's music news he's going to be talking about. He is going to be running us through musical history, his favourite summer anthems. Stay tuned.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.